Lansing Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. Hello and welcome in. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler, and today it is the Lugnuts and the Dayton Dragons. Game number 3 in a 6-game series, day number 3 in a 12-game, 13-day homestand. So glad to have you along here, side. Dayton won the opener 6-3, but then it was the Lugnuts striking back to win yesterday. The final score, the Lugnuts 11 and Dayton 4. Now today, game 3, and our starting pitching matchup, Wander Guante for the Lansing Lugnuts, opposed by Kevin Abel for the Dayton Dragons. However, before we get to that, I had the chance to sit down earlier today with Lansing outfielder Cameron Masterman. Joined by Cameron Masterman, I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. How was your offseason?
It was awesome. I spent in Arizona at the complex with the A's. Got a lot of good work in and probably going to go back there this offseason.
Who did you work with?
A lot of Lori Turner. Jim Epper, a couple of coaches, and then a couple of teammates out there as well.
I mean, what I hear is it's the work done in the offseason that makes the season a success. Like, you win the offseason, the season gets better. Did you win this offseason?
Yeah, for sure. You just take what you learned from the season last year and you just try and work on things. And like you said, it just leads into a lot of confidence. And, you know, you take what you work on and bring it into the season and hope for the best.
Last year, you start off the season in Stockton, right?
Yeah.
Then you get the call to AA. Yeah. How was Midland?
It was awesome. It was a great experience. It's a little different. Everyone seems a lot older and more mature, more professional. But down here, it's still awesome. You get to try different things out and still learn and become who you really are.
Jack Perkins and Cooper Bowman, were they teammates with you at Louisville?
Yeah, they were for a few years, yeah.
So you just know the A's were scouting all of you guys.
Have to have been, yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, it's been great having both of those guys. Cooper came from the Yankees, I think 2 years ago in a trade. So when I got that news, I was super stoked. And Perkins, yeah, we were teammates for a little bit, and then he transferred out. But great guy as well. He can really chuck it on the mound. So
did Louisville get the chance to play Indiana when he was with Indiana?
I believe so, but I don't think he was throwing. Ah. He was a weekend arm at that point. So, yeah.
You had his book by then.
For sure, yeah.
For you, what led you to Louisville?
Just right in my backyard. I just grew up 20 minutes away. It was between them and Kentucky. And I just want to stay close to home. And they had a great program, great coaches, great reputation, and a lot of winning baseball. So it was fun.
Did you grow up a Cardinals fan or Wildcats fan?
Cardinals fan all the way. Yeah, yeah.
Red clothing in your closet.
All the time, yeah.
How was your experience there?
It was awesome. I spent 5 years there with COVID and redshirting and all that. So I learned a lot, matured a lot, played with a lot of great guys, a lot of big names, which... That was, I think, the most cool part about it was just seeing how they work and watching their careers develop into what they are now as well.
I barely met you, yeah. And yet I know that you know your swing. How did you come to find these hitting mechanics?
A lot of struggle, I'm not going to lie. A lot of ups and downs. Just listening, watching big leaguers, listening to teammates, and just got to stay natural. Just what works for what works for you is going to take you as far as you can take it. So, yeah, I'm big on mechanics and all that, but trying to keep it as simple as possible.
Is there a guy in the majors that you go, that's a guy I admire for the way that he approaches it?
Yeah, growing up, hitting-wise, was a lot of Miguel Cabrera. I was big on him, but just personality-wise and playing-wise, Derek Jeter was my guy. Yeah. That's why I wear number 2. I think just he was the epitome of professional, so I really watched him and Miguel Cabrera growing up.
And yet, first weekend of the season, you told me, I'm not a DH. Yeah. I love to field. I've seen it.
Yeah.
How many positions have you played?
So in college, I came in as an infielder, and they converted me to the outfield my last 2 years. But I can play first, third. I mean, I can play anywhere but catcher. I don't know about going behind the dish. So.
How many gloves do you have?
I have 4 right now. I got a couple more coming, so I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah.
Wait, so you could end up with 6 this year?
I think so, 6 or 7, yeah, so it would be pretty cool. I just, outfield glove stays the same, but just training gloves and different things like that, so.
Okay, you know the follow-up is, what's the best way to break in a glove?
Just got to catch balls. Just catch as many balls as you can. I like taking that little mallet thing and just smacking as hard as you can for as many hours as your hand can take it. But yeah, just catching balls, just nothing fancy, no oven, no conditioner, nothing, just catch some balls.
How do you practice making a diving catch?
You don't. I never practiced that. I just try and keep it as instinct as possible out there. I think playing infield helps a lot, moving to the outfield, just because you're so much closer. You get to read the ball so much faster. So I think going to the outfield, and when I get that ball and I'm coming in on it and I know I have to dive, it's a good feeling. You know, you just kind of know you got it. So you just got to dive and catch it.
What's that feeling like compared to hosing a guy like you hosed a captain?
I think both are up there. I think for me, I think throwing somebody out was bigger because you have less opportunity to do so. So I think that's kind of a little bit more cool to do, I guess you could say. So, yeah.
There's just that feeling of letting it go and watching.
Letting it rip, and then you just know he's going to be out as well. Like you, as it comes out of your hand, you can see kind of the play developing, and you just start running in. You're like, heck yeah, here we go.
Man. All right, hitting, fielding. Let's talk base running.
Yeah.
How does it feel to steal a base?
It feels really good as well. Stealing bases was one of the big focal points at school. So I learned a lot of base running tips and things like that. Stealing a base is really important. You know, puts a lot of pressure on the defense. Takes a lot of attention off the hitter as well. So if you can steal some bags, especially with this pitch clock now, you know, if you can do it, it's a big advantage.
Was there a tip that you were told that you think that the average baseball fan, no matter how much they think they know baseball, they might not realize about stealing a base?
I think there's a lot of small details, you know, different counts. You know, the pitcher, if he's slow to play, fast to play, if he has a slide step, different things like that. You got to pick your positions that you want to run, especially if you're not a true base stealer. You know, you really got to be smart with it. But, I mean, I'm not the fastest guy out there, but I'll still steal some bags.
You know when to run, when not to run.
Exactly.
The fun thing is, too, I mentioned that you started last year with Stockton. You've got Ruben and Kuz back with you this year. How's it like working with them?
It's awesome. Those guys, you know, it's nice having them around because they see you more than other guys do. Kuz is a former big leaguer. He knows his stuff, so it's really neat just to hear him talk and kind of listen to what input he has. And Ruby, yeah, he kick and play. We just when we look at each other, we just give each other that look, and we're like, it's on. Like, let's just go to town and just have some fun.
What are you currently working on right now that later on this year you'll be like, yeah, that's where I want to get to?
Yeah, so swing and miss has been kind of up a little bit lately. And really, it's just not overthinking. It's just going back to the basics and really just keeping your hands above the ball. You know, I think nowadays there's a lot of launch angle and getting on plane and all this fancy stuff, which is great because if you can do it, you'll smack a ball 500 feet. But I think just for everyday consistency, just really going back to the old school basics and you know, maybe in BP, put on a boring BP show, and that's going to translate into the game for some hits. So,
because there's a purpose to that BP. Like,
correct,
what do you want to do in BP to get yourself adequately prepared?
For me, it's really just, like I said, staying on top of the ball and kind of driving something low and hard. You know, you watch a lot of big league BP, it's, yeah, they'll put on a, you know, home run derby for show, but their majority of their rounds are going the other way. They're hitting something low and hard, and everything is for a feel because everything that you do is going to translate into the game.
Let me ask, growing up in Kentucky, were you a basketball guy?
So I played basketball. All my buddies were huge basketball fans, but I never really got too much into it. Obviously, I was there for the Cardinal Wildcat hype, the rivalry game and all that stuff. But, yeah, we don't have a professional team down there, so that's kind of a little bummer. But, yeah.
Just think about in basketball, the guys, before the game starts, the things that they work on, right? Finding your spot on the floor and just making it muscle memory. And then into the game, it's the body knows what to do.
Correct. Yeah, that's a big thing is, you know, you got to train how you're going to play. So that's really important. And, yeah, the game is just autopilot. You got to put the brain on autopilot and just do your thing and have fun.
Speaking about the brain, joined by Cameron Masterman, what did you study at Louisville?
So I was a criminal justice minor, sports administration major. And then I am finishing my master's degree in human resources and organizational development.
Congratulations. What do you need to do to finish?
Just one more class. It's just a seminar. So it's more in person, so it's a little tough during the season. But hoping to eventually finish that because master's degree sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah.
How did you choose that as what you wanted to pursue?
So really I want to do something in like front office of sports. So that's kind of the sports admin route that I took. And then the master side, I didn't want to do business because that was just a little bit too much with baseball.
Yeah.
And too time consuming, so I just went with a little easier route, but enough to where I learned enough to where I can hold my own, and I feel I'm ready for any job, honestly. So,
yeah. Cam, that's awesome. Final question. Outside of the classroom and off the baseball field, what else are you great at? What else do you enjoy?
I enjoy fishing, doing some outdoor stuff like that. What I'm good at, just random things.
Like what?
Cutting grass, a lot of just like dad hobbies. Picked that stuff up like during COVID when everyone was kind of hanging out by themselves. So I just picked up a lot of like landscaping stuff, just outdoorsy things. I like going outside. Don't really like the cold weather though. So. Yeah.
The man who's working up with the Masters and Masterman. Cameron Masterman, thank you for your time.
No, thank you. Appreciate you.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's starting lineup time. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, no Adam Jaxa today. Here by myself, and you're keeping me company. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. You just heard from Cam Masterman. He's in the starting nine today. But first, let me tell you about the Dayton Dragons starting nine, managed by Vince Harrison. The Dragons come in at 7-10, the high A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. They lead off with the right fielder, Jay Allen II. Batting second, DHing, Ethan O'Donnell. Second baseman, Sal Stewart, hits third, with the third baseman, Cam Collier, batting fourth. Batting fifth, first baseman, Ruben Ibarra. Hitting sixth in the order, the center fielder, Carlos Jorge. Batting seventh, catcher Cade Hunter. Shortstop Victor Acosta bats eighth. Batting ninth, to round off the order, it's the left fielder Yan Contreras. That's Allen II, O'Donnell, Stewart, Collier, Ibarra, Jorge, Hunter, Acosta, and Contreras. And they support the right-hander Kevin Abel. Now on the other side, the Lansing Lugnuts starting nine. The Lugnuts will lead off with the second baseman Colby Halter. Batting second, center fielder Henry Bolte. Hitting third, first baseman Will Simpson. Batting fourth, right fielder Brian Welbas. Hitting fifth, DHing Johnny Butler. Batting sixth, the shortstop Aribiel Anales. Hitting seventh, left fielder Cameron Masterman. Catcher C.J. Rodriguez hits eighth, and Jose Escoche at third base bats nine. Halter, Bolte, Simpson. Welbas, Butler, Anales. Masterman, Rodriguez, and Escoche. And here come the Lugnuts to take the field, led by their starter, the right-hander, Wander Guante. It is a Guante-Waters tandem today. The Lugnuts are wearing their home white uniforms. Red ball caps, black bills, black socks pulled up to the knees for Guante. Dayton stays in their green jersey shirts, road gray pants, black caps. Out of the field we go. Ooh. Currently in Lansing, Michigan, the sun is shining down. It is 54 degrees. Currently, it feels like it's 53 degrees. There's not all that much wind. A member of the pit crew races around the red Lugnuts flag with a black Lugnuts L and Luggy the Lugnut on it. As the Lugnuts defense goes through its paces, the man warming up at the center of it all, the right-hander Wander Guante out of Santo Domingo, 23 years young. He was signed by the Oakland Athletics as an international free agent 5 years ago. Guante is supported in the outfield by Cam Masterman in left, Henry Bolte in center, Brian Guelbas in right. Around the infield, the third baseman, Jose Escorche. At shortstop, Aribil Anales. The second baseman, Colby Halter. And at first, Will Simpson. The catcher is C.J. Rodriguez. And the man on the mound, Guante, coming in. His record this year, 0-1 with a 6 ERA. That's because he's allowed 6 runs in 9 innings. 2 relief appearances and 1 start. 7 hits, 2 walks allowed, and he struck out 11. And the league is batting against him, 206 so far in the early going. Down to the field we go. Play ball declared. Here we go. Our home plate umpire is Shin Koshizawa. At our bases umpire is Connor McKenna. Jay Allen the second, Ethan O'Donnell, Zal Stewart to get things going. Righty, righty to start. Here's Jay Allen the second. Had the day off yesterday. Impactful in game one. Singled, homered, walked. First pitch. He takes a ball outside. And we are officially underway at 6.05 p.m. right on the dot. The crew here so good at keeping things on time. The pitch. That's called a strike in the outside corner. One ball and one strike to Jay Allen the second. Step back, the leg kick. Here's the pitch. A chopper hit towards short, attacked by Anales. Grabs, throws. Allen the second does not reach base here. What a way. Four-seam fastball. Two-seam sinking fastball. Slider, changeup, the repertoire for Wander Guante. And the batter is Ethan O'Donnell, the left-handed hitting DH. First pitch. He bunts it up into the air and foul back below the sweep level. O'Donnell, two, day off yesterday. In the opening game of the series, he was 0-for-2. He was hit by a pitch. The deal. Fouled away off the hands, left side. Strike two. Coors Light, thirsty Thursday here today. O'Donnell chokes up on the bat. Two-strike pitch. That's high. 94 miles an hour from Guante. Through 12 games, O'Donnell is hitting .229 with a home run. Pitcher's count. No score, one out. Pitch on its way. That's laced down the right side. It falls foul. 102 off the bat. One ball and two strikes, it remains. O'Donnell is from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. He's one of a couple of Coloradans on this Dayton Dragons team. The other one is Graham Osman, the lefty, who's from Morrison, Colorado. However, Graham went to Long Beach State and Ethan O'Donnell went to Virginia, separate coasts. 1-2. Line drive up the middle. A hop in front of second base. Anales picks it up, the shortstop, and he's got no play. Just not hit hard enough. Infield single for O'Donnell. Banjo hit. Wander Guante jammed him. And O'Donnell is on. Once that ball floated over Guante, it hit the grass, and then it died in front of second. O'Donnell 2-for-2 in stealing. One out, no score. Here's Sal Stewart. Righty to righty. Outside from Guante. 94 miles an hour, the fastball to begin. One ball and no strikes. Yesterday, Stewart was 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. And the day before that, he doubled, he tripled in 5 at-bats. A ball went offering. Bouncing ball foul, hopping over his manager coaching at third, Vince Harrison Jr., and then down the line. The rest of the Dayton staff, Brian Garman's the pitching coach. Jose Leon is the hitting coach. Jeffrey Sierra, coach. And Luis Rios Jimenez, the performance coach. Lauren Powers is the athletic trainer. This is a one ball, one strike break even. Stewart swings and pops it foul. Off to the right side, drifting back out of the crowd. 3 different fans went reaching for it. 2 fans with caps. 1 fan with his bare hands. The fan who reached for it with a bare hand, he's hurt. None of them got it. So Guante in front of Stewart, 1-2. Dayton saw Guante back on April the 7th, and they hit him hard. 4 hits, 4 runs, and 2 innings. A Dayton 7-6 win. The pitch, fouled back out of the screen. That was the 3rd game of the season. And that was a back-and-forth sort of game. Lansing brought a 6-2 lead to the bottom of the 7th inning. Wander Guante on the mound. Jay Allen the 2nd, homered against him. Stewart a single. Kim Collier, the man on deck, an RBI double. The pitch, outside from Guante. Back pick first base, O'Donnell back in. Not thrown with any kind of mustard by Rodriguez. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hector Rodriguez for Dayton hit a big 2-run homer against Guante. Hector Rodriguez is getting the day off today. Doesn't need to worry about him. A ground out to short, a single in the infield. And a 2-2 will wait, a pickoff though once again. And again, O'Donnell back in. Lansing has a sneaking suspicion. Ethan O'Donnell's going to try to break for second base. Guante has not coaxed a double play ball yet this year. He sets. He deals. O'Donnell starts and stops. And the pitch outside. 95 miles an hour, but not close. Rodriguez pump faked. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Stewart. Sal Stewart could be a member of Lansing's offense. 11 walks drawn this year. Ties him with O'Donnell, most on Dayton. A payoff pitch. O'Donnell does run, and that's outside. It's walk number 12 for Stewart. The 20-year-old heads down to first base. 2 on, 1 out. And here's Cam Collier. Collier rated by Baseball America, the Reds' number 10 prospect in the organization. MLB Pipeline on the other side puts him at number 7. He's 19 years old. He has 6 home runs. Left-handed batter. The pitch. Strike called inside corner. Off speed from Guante. First and second, 1 out. No score in the top of the first. Here's the pitch. A ground ball pulled foul out of the netting, then down to the Lansing dugout. Strike 2. Guante got out in front of Stewart, and then he lost him. Remember, the count was 1-2. Now, Collier this year has walked only 3 times. He has struck out 15 times. He's hitting .288. Leads the league in RBIs, 19 of them. Here's the pitch. He lines it down the right field line. Base hit, go to the corner. He's got another RBI coming at least. And a score, Ethan O'Donnell. A windmill for Sal Stewart. He's going to score unopposed. Second baseman Halter dropped it in attempting the relay. 2-run double for Cam Collier, who's now knocked in 21. And it's 2-0 Dayton in the first inning. A 2-strike pitch from Wander Guante on the inside corner. And he turned on it. It's his 3rd double of the year. And pitching coach Don Schulze is going out to the mound. Ruben Abar is due up. Well, not the way that Guante and the Lugnuts would have drawn this one up here today. Allen II grounded out to shortstop, and then O'Donnell, the little infield single. Humpback liner over the pitcher's mound. And Stewart worked the walk. But this is the danger of the Dayton offense. They have so much. Well, talent is the first word that comes to mind. If you're a Cincinnati Reds fan, you would also add potential. Major league impactful potential. But here at the Midwest League, it is very easy to sit back and say to everybody here who's in attendance, you know these guys that you're seeing in the road green uniforms, the Kelly Green, they are going to be up in the majors. They'll probably be up in the majors sooner rather than later. Talking about the next year or two. Here's Ruben Ibarra. First pitch. High fly ball pounded foul down the left field line. And that baseball's away over Cedar Street toward Lansing Shuffle. It's strike one. 19 pitches right now for Wander Guante. Here comes number 20. 2-0 Dayton. Collier at second, one out. Righty to righty. The pitch. Ibarra went around too far, and the fastball in. Strike two. The thing that we've seen with Guante in the early going has been there's been hard contact. And it, you can understand why he was named a two-time California League Pitcher of the Week last year. He offers. And the breaking ball is down and in. There's things to work with here with Wander Guante where I suspect before this year is done, he's going to have some gems in the Midwest League. Stretching everybody out. 75 pitch count for today's game. 1-2 pitch. Ibarra takes it inside. Ran it right at him. Two balls and two strikes, and Ruben Ibarra. One double this year, no triples, no homers. Heading 234 with five knocked in. For the 6'4", 290-pounder out of California. A break even. Inside, did he go on the check swing? He didn't. Now the bases umpire, McKenna, is stationed behind the mound towards shortstop. I wonder what his call would have been if he was up the right field line. Lansing's dugout nonplussed. Well, there's a hefty contingent of folks here sitting up the right side. They offer their thoughts. This is a payoff pitch from Guante. Swing and a miss. He got him. That was going to be ball four. Came running right at Ibarra. At strikeout number one for Wander Guante. With two outs and Collier at second, Dayton up 2-0 in the first. Here's Carlos Jorge batting left. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Fastball to start him. Lansing pen, lefty Jack Owen is warming up. Just because Guante has used so many pitches. Pitch number 27. Jorge lays down a bunt, rolls foul left side. Now the count is 0-2. Really, only one instance of hard, fair contact against Guante. I'll exclude the Ibarra foul home run distance shot. Cam Collier's double. A ground out, an infield single, a walk, a double, a strikeout. And Guante with an 0-2 pitch to Carlos Jorge, who strikes out more than any other Dragon. He shoots this one in a hop to shortstop Anales. Throws to first, and Simpson kept the foot on the bag with a stretch up the line. Side retired. Well, for Guante, he broke a sweat. 27 pitches in all. But as it is, two runs, two hits, one walk. Now Lansing is coming up, down 2-0 to Dayton. They'll take on the right-hander Kevin Abel when we return.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We go to the bottom of the first inning. Early lead at the back of the right-hander, Kevin Abel. Colby Halter, Henry Bolte, Will Simpson coming up. 1, 2, and 3 in the order against Abel and his Dayton Dragons defenders. I'll mention them in a moment. Right-hander Abel, out of Oregon State, deals. And the Florida Gator, Colby Halter, take the breaking ball for a called strike. Get ready for a lot of that from Mr. Abel. Curveball, slider, changeup, and if he feels like it, a fastball. Changeup for a swung on a missed, strike two. Well, there you go. You might want a fastball. He might not want to give it to you. In the outfield, Contreras in left, Jorge in center, Allen the second in right field. Collier's at third, Acosta at short, Stewart at second, at first Ibarra, and the catcher is Kate Hunter. And this is an 0-2. Fly ball, left center field, hit well, Contreras over, down in the alleyway it goes, and takes a hop off the wall. Halter dashes around to second, and he's content with a double. An 0-2 fastball from Kevin Abel. He thought, I went curve, I went change, let me try to sneak this hitter past him. He was trying to get it up, and it was not up. Lead off double, Colby Halter. Fifth double of the year. Henry Bolte takes a ball high. Righty, righty, down 2-0. Henry Bolte waits, takes outside and low. Yesterday, Bolte had 3 hits, a walk, and he scored 4 runs. The pitch on its way. Bolte flies it center field. Carlos Jorge comes in, then he goes back, and he snow-coned it. Halter tags, the throw to third base, offline, and he advances in standing. One away, runner at third, here's Will Simpson. Infield drawn in, Simpson takes ball one up and inside. Yesterday, Will Simpson knocked in runs in each of his first 3 plate appearances. Chance here immediately. The 1-0. Smoked past the shortstop Acosta, base hit left center. He does it again. Colby Halter's in. Will Simpson collects the RBI single. Dayton 2, Lansing 1. It was made easier because the flyout by Bolte allowed the astute Halter to move up 90 feet to draw the infield forward. And then Simpson simply cashes in. He has reached base in 16 consecutive games. It's his 17th RBI. He's on 1 out, and Brian Wilbas takes a called strike. Simpson is a threat to run. Righty-righty, Abel wheels, fires to first. No tag applied by Ibarra. It was these top four hitters who bedeviled Dayton yesterday en route to a Lugnuts 11-4 victory. Here they come again. The pitch to Buelbas. Swing and a miss. Let it all hang loose. Buelbas yesterday was 3-for-5, and he knocked in 5 runs. Final 2 at-bats, he doubled twice, including a 3-run double. The pitch. Strike 3 called at the letters. Buelbas down watching. Off speed, top of the zone. First strikeout for Kevin Abel. 2 gone. And the batter is Johnny Butler. Now, Butler yesterday was 0-for-3, but he walked twice. He has reached base in 11 straight games. Simpson held on at first by Ibarra. Righty to lefty. Floating high. Dayton 2, Lansing 1. Abel sets, throws. Strike call. Fastball from Abel, 92 miles an hour. And that one was there at the knees. Butler thought it might have been a touch low. Johnny's hitting 241 with 3 doubles and a home run. And 13 walks compared to 9 Ks. The pitch. Strike called outside corner. Right back to the off speed. 1-2. Abel has his sign from Hunter. The pitch on its way. Sails it outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. One changeup. Johnny Butler out of Shanahan, Illinois. 14th rounder of the A's 3 years ago against the 7th rounder of the Reds in the same draft. And he fools Butler here. Johnny went around too far. Back-to-back strikeouts from Abel conclude the first inning. But the leadoff double by Halter, singled home by Will Simpson. And as we go to the second inning, Reds Dayton 2, Lansing 1.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The second inning, and the first pitch of the second skied by Cade Hunter in the infield. Shortstop Anales takes charge and makes the grab in between the mound and second base. And on one pitch, one gone for the right-hander Wander Guante. Victor Acosta steps in. The number 8 hitter in the order, the switch hitting Acosta, bats left against Guante, 2-1 Dayton. Here's the pitch. Shows bunt, pulls back, Fastball called a strike on the outer edge. 93 right there on the black from Guante. The leg kick in the pitch. He does lay down a bunt. Back to Wander. Gloves. Throws to first. And 93 over to Will Simpson for out number two. So bring up the number nine hitter, Yan Contreras. Wind up. The toss. Fouls it back over the netting, just below us. First action for Contreras here in Lansing. Former 12th round selection back in 2019, hailing from Vega Baja, Puerto Rico. The pitch. Check swing. Did he go on the high fastball? Yes, he did. Bases umpire Connor McKenna the call. No balls, two strikes. By the way, Eduardo Rivera, the Lansing lefty, is from Vega Alta, Puerto Rico. 0-2 pitch. Slider outside. Did not chase this one. As you might expect, Vega Baja, neighboring cities. 1-2. Line shot foul over to the Pepsi porch. Lasered 105, but he was out in front. Dayton is up on top of the Lugnuts, 2-1. But Wander Guante is looking for a perfect top of the second inning. He winds, he throws. Went around too far on the fastball, up and in. Struck him out. Two strikeouts for Guante, one in each frame. And a 1-2-3 top of the second. 1.5 complete. Dragons lead 2-1.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The 6-7-8 batters are due for the Lugnuts for the last of the second inning. The Oakland A's High A affiliate facing the Cincinnati Reds High A squad. And the Dayton Dragons are leading the Nuts right now 2-1. Right-hander Kevin Abel, ready to get back to work. Allowed an RBI single to Will Simpson in the first inning. His first pitch to Avery Belanoles. Bunted at and foul tipped at home plate. Strike one. Hey, Rebiel had such a fine series against the Lake County Captains. Kevin Abel in his third start of the year. That's it, fly. Strike called up at the letters, inside corner. 91 miles an hour. 2-1 Dragons, the pitch. Line drive, base hit, left field for CJ. Contreras down the field and play it in. And it's a one out. I make that a two out single for the Lansing catcher. He had three hits in the opener, nothing yesterday. Gets things going today. Jose Escorche is the number nine hitter. Righty, righty. Rodriguez at first, two outs. Down by a run in the second. Pitch. Abel left it high. Ball one. As Escorte yesterday started at second base. Today, the starting third baseman. Knees bent the pitch. Pop foul off the hands right side and out of play. Escorte had, in the Lake County series, three consecutive games with a double. Overall with Lansing, 5 for 28, hitting 179. He has blazing speed. And on that unexpected pop. Abel's pitch, up and away with a fastball. Two balls and a strike. What he's trying to do right now is turn the lineup over, because the guys who are waiting in the wings have done damage. Kobe Halter on deck, double to lead off the home first. Bouncing ball, foul up the left side. Two balls, two strikes for Escorche. Dayton in the top of the first inning took the lead on a Cam Collier two-run double. But in the bottom of the first inning, it was Halter doubling and Will Simpson singling him home. And here we are in the last of the second. Dayton 2, Lansing 1. At first base, Rodriguez, not a threat to run. The 2-2 pitch from Abel. A ground ball once again wide of third. And a nice play made by the manager coaching at third, Craig Conklin. Cushioned it against his chest. Winged it up into the stands. They were unable to field it cleanly. Four rows back. Abel gets his sign. Back-to-back fouls. Once again, the 2-2 breaks down. Big curve. Ball three. It is not a slow curve either. It has sharpness and depth to it. But Escorche not tempted. And now Rodriguez will be in motion. 3-2 with two outs. There he goes, and Escorche fouls it back. Let's try it again, shall we? Jose Escorche, born in Villa de Cura, Venezuela. He is going to turn 22 years of age in 4 days. Pickoff, though, into first base. Rodriguez back in. The nice thing for Escorche is his birthday is on an off day. Gets to relax. Once more, the full count pitch. Escorche shoots it to the right side. A base hit happening in the right field. Rodriguez stops at second. Jay Allen the second wings it into shortstop. Back-to-back two-out singles for Lansing. Jose Escorche at first. C.J. Rodriguez at second base. And here comes Colby Halter. Halter is 1-for-1 with a double and a run scored. Lansing's only run, down 2-1 in the second. Right-handed pitcher to left-handed batter. Bolden went around too far. Strike one with the off-speed down. Halter in his first at-bat looked bad on the first two pitches, and then he crushed a double to left center. The 0-1 here. Swings and misses the changeup. No balls, two strikes. So once again, not a great start. Let's see what happens here on this 0-2, though. On the 0-2 last inning, Kevin Abel tried to go high fastball, didn't get it high enough. On the 0-2 here, he floats the changeup outside. Halter takes ball one. Kobe Halter yesterday. Another walk. 16 walks this year, second in the league. The pitch. And that misses. That was low. That's a good take. Just below the knees. Two balls and two strikes to Colby Halter. Well, you know he wants to make sure that this one's in the zone, right? 2-2. No, it's low. Ball three. Well, now. Colby is one walk away from tying teammate Simpson for the Midwest League. The Midwest League lead in walks. And if he walks here, the bases will be loaded. Runners in motion. Payoff. Up high, ball four. Halter and Simpson 17 walks apiece. And that walk by Abel just loaded the bases for Henry Bolte. Pitching coach Brian Garman says, settle down. Let me pay a visit to my guy. On the first base side, Ruben Escalera out of the dugout to receive the batting equipment from Halter, handed to him by first base coach Alex Hugo. C.J. Rodriguez at third. Jose Escorche to second. Colby Halter on at first base. And right now, the scouting report on this Lugnuts team has to be, you can't let the bottom part of the order get on, because the top of the order will kill you. Yesterday, the combination of Halter, Bolte, Simpson, and Buelbas combined to score 8 runs. They combined for 10 of the Lansing Lugnuts' 11 base hits. They combined for 10 RBIs. They combined for 5 doubles. And that's why Lansing won the ballgame 11-4. Henry Bolte yesterday just by himself. RBI, let's see, a double, a single, another single, 2 stolen bases, an RBI walk. Well, let's see here. First pitch, he takes ball 1 low and away. You know, Bolte's last 2 walks have both been drawn with the bases loaded. Comes in hitting 254, 3 doubles, 1 triple, 3 homers. The pitch, curveball outside, 2-0. Dayton 2, Lansing 1 in the second. 2 gone. A Lugnut at every bag. And the pitch. That grabs the outside corner. Fastball at the knees. Strike 1 called. In his first at-bat, Bolte lined out to the center fielder, Jorge. Jorge nearly misjudged it. Had to leap for a snow cone. The deal. Bolte went around too far on the fastball up. Bases umpire Connor McKenna with a punch to the air on the appeal. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Halter at first, Escorche at second, Rodriguez at third. Bolte takes ball 3 high. Kevin Abel wanted to see, would he chase above the zone? He did not. Will Simpson's on deck. 3-2 as the runners go. Swing and a miss. He got him with the off speed. Bolte, late in reacting, realized at the very last second, this pitch is going to be in the zone. And he pulled the trigger after Hunter had already caught it. So Kevin Abel works his way out of the jam. A lot of pitches. 2 base hits, 1 walk, 3 left. No runs, though. And as we go to the third inning, it remains Dayton 2, Lansing 1.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
We're going to the top of the third inning. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with you by my lonesome. Hello, Leanne Cook writing in to say she misses Adam. So do I, Leanne. He'll be back with us later on in this homestand. Top of the order for the Dayton Dragons. Jay Allen II takes a ball down low. Dayton 2, Lansing 1. two innings in. See, when Adam's here, things get a little bit more silly and relaxed and fun. Righty to righty, Wander Guante fires in a called strike. So glad that Adam Jackson and I have been partners since 2019. Guante readies. The kick, the pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball boring down and in. One ball and two strikes. Jay Allen the second asks for time. Allen, O'Donnell, Stewart. Dayton 2, Lansing 1. Guante has set down the last five batters he's faced. Steps back, kicks, fires. Slider grounded to the shortstop. Backhanded by Anales. Plants, fires. Stretch at first by Simpson. And there's one away. That is twice today that Jay Allen II has grounded out to the shortstop Anales. And that is not an easy play deep in the shortstop hole where you need to get it and go with Allen firing up the line. Here's Ethan O'Donnell batting left. 2-1 Dragons in the third. And the pitch. Skies it on the right side of the diamond. First baseman Simpson now in foul ground with the catch right near the coach's box. Two outs. Your Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game. Because there should be a trivia question. Because Adam brought it back. And I know even without him here, he would need there to be one. Today is the first round of the NFL draft. So let's do a draft question. Here's the pitch. Fouled away right side. First round draft choices in Lansing. Can you name the very first rounder to ever play for the Lansing Lugnuts? Sal Stewart takes a ball inside. Who was the first round draft pick? So you know it was a Kansas City Royal to suit up for the Lugnuts. The 1-1 coming. A ground ball foul left side. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. JGOLDSTRASS at LansingLugnuts.com. No first rounders on this Lugnuts team this year. On the other side for the Dayton Dragons, first rounder Cam Collier. First rounder Rhett Lauder. He's going to start tomorrow. Supplemental first rounder Jay Allen II just grounded out. Sal Stewart swings and chops left side. It's the shortstop Anales who fires to first to get him. Sal Stewart, supplemental first rounder. Oh, by the way, Stewart selected in 2022. But 1-2-3 go the 1-2-3 Dayton Dragons batsmen. And we're going to the bottom of the third inning. Wander Guante has found a groove. Dayton leads 2-1.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The bottom of the third inning begins with Will Simpson stepping in. And the first pitch in there called strike one, a change of pace from Kevin Abel. Abel against Simpson, Wellboss, and Butler. 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Lansing down 2-1. The pitch. That is sent to the left side. A base in the left field for Simpson. retrieved by Jan Contreras in left and relayed forward. And Will is 2-for-2 with two singles. Will Simpson now with 19 hits this year. That was one of the few categories coming in that he is not top five in the Midwest League. I can go over it for you as Kevin Abel ties his shoes to the back of the mound. Brian Wellbaugh's the next batter, struck out looking his first time up. Simpson entering play today, first in the Midwest League in walks. He is fourth in the league in batting average, though that's going up. Righty, righty. First pitch, Wellbaugh swings and foul tips it into Hunter's mitt. Strike one. All right, here's our latest check. Simpson now hitting 380. He's up to 380. That's second in the league. A strike one toss. Wellbaugh looks at a called strike two. Struck out in three pitches his first time up, trying not to repeat the feat. Will Simpson entered third in the league in RBIs. He now has 17. That trails only Cespedes and Ken Collier. 1-0-2. And Wellbaugh taps it on the ground as the second baseman Stewart. Steps on second, throws to first. Double play. So not a strikeout here for Wellbaugh. Instead, something worse. Four and assisted to three. And wipe out the Simpson single. Two outs, nobody on. Dayton 2, Lansing 1. Here's the Lugnuts DH, Johnny Butler. Let's see what else for Simpson. His on-base percentage coming in 5.15, second in the Midwest League. It's not going down. He's reached base both of his plate appearances. The pitch to Johnny. Butler takes ball one, skipping in, then off to the right side. Simpson, fourth in OPS in the Midwest League, well over 1,000. What a year. What a start to the season. Here's the pitch. Butler grounds it, right side, Stewart to his left, gets there, spins, throws, got him at first base. Lovely play by Sal Stewart, and Kevin Abel faces the minimum against the Lansing meat of the order. We're off to the fourth inning. It's a 2-1 Dayton Dragons lead from Jackson Field.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
The top of the fourth inning begins with Dayton's number four hitter. It's Cam Collier, who takes on Wander Guante. Dragons 2, Lansing 1. Right-handed pitcher fires, and the left-handed slugger sprays a line drive out to left field. Cam Masterman reaching up, can't get it. Over his head, one hopping off the wall. Extra bases once again for Collier. Into second as Masterman fires it in. Cam Collier is 2-for-2 with two doubles. The first to right, and this one to left. Came into play today with six home runs and now 4-2 baggers. He leads the Midwest League with 10 extra base hits. He's the reason that Dayton has a 2-1 lead. Two-run double in the first inning. Ruben Ibarra steps up there. Carlos Jorge and then Cade Hunter to follow. Wander Guante in immediate hot water. Righty-righty. Guante to Ibarra. Ground ball down toward third. Diving step is Scorche. Holds the runner. Fires across. And the one hop pick by Simpson. Staring into the sun. One gone, Collier stays at second. Marvelous on both sides of the diamond. Here's Carlos Jorge, 0-1 with a ground out to shortstop. I mean, Ruben Ibarra sent that ball sizzling up the left side, and Escorche was ready. Third baseman Escorche pinches in, first pitch, down and inside. Ball one to the left-handed hitting Jorge. Carlos Jorge has great power in his own right. Four doubles, a triple, and a home run. Shadow of the video board falls across the center fielder, Bolte. Juan Tate to the plate. Strike called on the fastball at 93 up in the zone. Jorge grounded to the shortstop on the laces first time. We are seeing outs on the ground against Guante. That's what you want to see if you're a Lansing supporter. Guante to the plate. Slides it across the inside corner. Strike two called. Right now, six outs on the ground, two strikeouts, and two pop-outs. Collier at second, Dayton's up 2-1 in the fourth inning. And the pitch. Missed inside. Touched low as well. Two balls and two strikes. There is not a cloud in the sky above us. Not one. Lovely early evening on a Thursday night at Jackson Field. Every Thursday night at Coors Light, Thirsty Thursday. We always say, if the weather is good, the crowd will be good. The walk-up. Look back to Collier. Then the 2-2. Up and inside. Tempted him briefly. But then Jorge at the last second decided, no, I'm not going to swing. So funny to me that it's NFL draft night, night one, round one, and also the drafts. Domestic drafts $3, craft drafts $5 for every Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. Payoff, that is ball four. Down it in. And the first walk given up by Guante. Goes to a man who rarely walks, Carlos Jorge, drawing his fourth walk of the year, next to 25 strikeouts. If he walks more with all the other things that he can do, what a weapon he is. A young prospect in the Reds organization. First and second, one out for Cade Hunter. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one, chasing the off-speed away. Tomorrow is Arbor Day here at the ballpark, the in-stadium tree planting. At 0-1, inside. Been so fun to watch Amanda Rich in charge of Lugnuts marketing and fan engagement work in preparation for tomorrow. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. Wander Guante keeps on pulling the string on Hunter. Popped out to shortstop his first time. 2-1 out for Dayton, top of the fourth, with a 2-1 lead over the Lugnuts. All the runs scored in the first inning. So we'll have the in-stadium tree planting in the pregame. Amanda said if you want to see it, come at 5:20. Gates open at 5 o'clock. Tree planting at 5:20. The pitch, butt off the hands foul, over the screen, back to the seats. One ball and two strikes, it stays on the catcher, Hunter. Let's see, there's going to be a concourse carnival tomorrow. All sorts of games throughout, tons of vendors. I do think that the tree will be planted on the right center field berm. That's where you'll be able to see it, a flowering tree. Guante spins a bat, looks Collier back to second. Camwood diving back in, but the shortstop on the lace not close. And then 750 fans, I believe, will receive what white oak seedlings as they leave the ballpark. Here's the pitch. A ground ball foul up the right side. And I said, seeds? And she said, seedlings. You will get those young trees. So come to the ballpark on Arbor Day tomorrow and get a tree. It's a perfect giveaway, right? Something got away down the right side. Looks like a ball in the Lansing pen. 750 trees for us to give away tomorrow on Arbor Day. Well, plant one. You can take one home with you. All the games. Everything going on. 6.05 p.m. First pitch, Lansing and Dayton. Wante's one ball, two strike offering. Hunter takes down and in and hit him. Base is loaded with Dayton Dragons. Boy, for Guante, the first inning was rough. And then the second inning, quick. And the third inning, quick as well. And now this fourth inning, well, this is feeling like the first. All began with a first pitch double by Cam Collier. The only out of this fourth inning was recorded on the dazzling play at third made by Escorche. Hunter down to first on the HBP. Jorge up to second. Collier over to third base. And the pitching coach, Don Schulte, pays a second visit to the mound. Victor Acosta will be the next batter coming up. So Arbor Day coming up on tomorrow. I need to make sure to get that right. Let's see. Dollar Deal Day is coming on Saturday. Saturday, April 27th. $1 hot dogs, $1 popcorn, $1 soft drinks on Saturday. And then Sunday, a Capital City Market Kids Day. Every Sunday home game. Entertainment throughout the game, balloon animals, face painting, much more. Kids run the bases after the game. And then an extra inning of fun at Capital City Market. Free ice cream after the game. That's Sunday at 1.05 p.m. After the 6.05 p.m. starts the next two nights. Hunter, Jorge, Collier fill the bags. And the first pitch to Acosta bounced right off the glove of Guante, knocks it down, picks it up, and he has no play. Everybody safe. Collier scores from third, and it's 3-1 Dayton. Error charge to Wander Guante. Comebacker from Acosta that was right there in his glove. All he had to do was snag it. He was already thinking about it. I'm going to throw home. Rodriguez is going to fire to first base, and this inning will be over. And he didn't snag it. Now he winds and throws, and Yan Contreras takes ball one outside. 3-1. 3-1, the Dayton Dragons lead in the top of the fourth inning. Full windup and the pitch. Line drive center field. Bolte, a diving catch. Gets up, fires into second base. It's cut by Will Simpson on the mound. Carlos Jorge tags from third and scores. And Dayton now leads 4-1 on the sac fly. But what a marvelous play by Henry Bolte, diving in center and taking away the base hit by Contreras. Start on your scorecard. Two gone now in the fourth inning. Stellar. Here's Jay Allen II. Hunter at second base, Acosta at first. And in the Lansing pen, the lefty Jack Owen is back up and warming, just like he was in the first inning. That last run, unearned. Guante steps off the rubber. They appeal over at third base, and no, he did not leave too soon. Home plate umpire Koi Shizawa with the call. Just to check. Did Carlos Jorge tag and move up properly? The umpire said he did. Two in the first, two here in this fourth inning, 4-1 Dayton. 2-1, two out, the pitch. Served off the end of the bat, shallow left field by Jay Allen II. Shortstop Anales with a catch, backpedaling. Goodness gracious, but he got there. And the side retired. Two runs and only one hit. The first pitch double by Cam Collier. A big error by Wander Guante, plus a walk and a hit by pitch. Two men left stranded. Could have been even worse. And as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, remember the stellar defensive plays by Escorche at third and Bolte in center field. But Dayton now leads Lansing by a score of 4-1 at Jackson Field.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying.
Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
The 6-7-8 hitters are coming up for the Lugnuts. Avery Bielanales, first man up. Anales, Masterman, Rodriguez. Down to Dayton, 4-1. Righty to righty. Kevin Abel's first pitch, sent out to right field and hit fairly well. Back goes out in the second at the wall, makes the catch. Still had another step to go before he was at the ribbon board. And the last second, he leaned back to his left. One pitch and one gone. Here's Cameron Masterman. Kevin Abel, the man on the hill for the Dayton Dragons, willing and able, offers. Masterman fouls it back into the screen. Kevin Abel came out of San Diego. Hometown listed on the Dayton roster, Surprise, Arizona, attending James Madison High School in San Diego. There's a swing and a miss by Masterman. Count is 0-2. He now makes his home in Vancouver, Washington. He attended Oregon State University. He has settled in the Pacific Northwest. Had a decorated young baseball career. Abel's 0-2. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out. It was on the ground. Catcher Hunter missed the tag of Masterman, so lobs over the top to Ibarra. Added 2-3 on the end of the strikeout. 5 strikeouts for Abel. 2 away in the 4th inning. And bring up C.J. Rodriguez. Lugnuts down 4-1. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 with a single. Anales and Masterman were both retired to open up the 2nd inning. And then trouble began. Abel throws. Rodriguez takes a ball, bouncing in. Rodriguez singled. Escorche singled. Colby Halter drew a walk. Henry Bolte worked the count to 3-2. And then Abel struck him out. Kicks and offers. Line drive left field. And that is down for another base hit. And it skipped through Contreras, but not far. Rodriguez winds around first and returns to the bag. 2-out single for CJ, who is 2-for-2 today. And he is 7-for-16 this year against Dayton. Let's see if Jose Escorche can repeat his feat. 1-for-1 with a single. First pitch. Grounded foul. Left side. Advancing down by 3. Last of the 4th inning. 2 outs. Back to Kevin Abel. 2016 member of the USA Baseball Tournament of Stars. He offers. Ground ball foul. Left side. Strike 2. Off the foot first. And then down the line. 2017, the San Diego CIF Pitcher of the Year. Recruited to Oregon State University, a great powerhouse baseball program. He joins them in 2018, and as a freshman, Oregon State goes all the way to the College World Series, where he pitches against Arkansas in the championship game, the decisive game. And Kevin Abel fired a 2-hit complete game shutout. Oregon State victorious over the Razorbacks, victors of the national championship for Abel's freshman year, and he was at the center of it all. 2-strike pitch, up and inside, tried to break it down. ball one. Well, then he missed 2020 due to injury. There was Tommy John. Drafted by Cincinnati, seventh rounder, 2021, after 4 years at Oregon State. He fires, fouled straight back. But you can understand with that kind of resume that Abel, though he might never reach back to the pinnacle that he was when he was in his teen years, he knows how to pitch. He offers, and the breaking ball served on the ground, left side. Third baseman Collier with the play over to second. Stewart forces out Rodriguez, side retired. Here is Abel pitching effectively here today, just the one first inning run. He allows the single, strands a runner in a scoreless fourth inning. We're bound for the fifth. Abel and the Dragons leading the Lugnuts 4-1.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Wander Guante has made it into the fifth inning. Lansing down to Dayton by a 4-1 score. Right now for Guante, 62 pitches, 43 strikes. Allowed two runs in the first, two more in the fourth. He offers, opens the fifth inning, and a ground ball hit to the right side by Ethan O'Donnell. Colby Halter makes the play over to first base. One gone. Sal Stewart next, and then Cam Collier. And one pitch, one out. Gives Wander Guante a chance to finish off this fifth inning, though Jack Owen is warming up in the bullpen behind him. Winds, fires, fastball for a called strike to Stewart. Stewart is 0-for-1 with a walk and a first inning run scored. Pitch on its way. Rounds the off speed down to third base, taken in by Escorche, wings it across his body in time. Two outs. Two ground outs. Stand nice and low in the zone, getting these Dayton batters hit on top of the ball. Right now for Guante, 4 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. 4 runs, 2 unearned, 2 earned, 1 fielding error. He fires to Cam Collier. And Collier flies the first pitch high into the air above the diamond. First baseman Simpson takes charge with the catch. A brisk top of the fifth inning for Wander Guante. And it gets his nemesis, Collier, to end it. Collier had doubled twice against him. So we're halfway to the house, going to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Dayton 4, Lansing 1.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them. Just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Top of the order for the Lugnuts for the bottom of the fifth inning. Halter, Bolte, and Simpson, 1, 2, and 3. The Nuts are down 4-1. 2 in the 1st, 2 in the 4th for the Dayton Dragons, the Green Cloud away squad. The Lugnuts and the home whites, 1 in the 1st, that is all. Colby Halter scored it. Lays down a bunt on the first pitch, but fouled it to the left side. And strike one. Halter led off the home first inning with a double to left center. Two batters later, Will Simpson singled him in. Halter then walked in the second inning. Righty deals to lefty. Halter gets under it in a shallow center for Carlos Jorge moving forward. He has the catch, and this time Kevin Abel gets him. One away for Henry Bolte. While coaching at first base today for the Lansing Lugnuts, the first player ever to win 2 USA Baseball Sportswoman of the Year awards, the great star Alex Hugo. Strike called outside corner to Henry Bolte. One out, nobody on, bottom of the fifth. Bolte is 0 for 2 with a fly out to center and a strikeout swinging. Righty to righty. Bolte swings and misses strike 2. Alex Hugo played softball at the University of Georgia. Then she turned to baseball as a member of Team USA's women's baseball team at the Women's Baseball World Cup in Thunder Bay, Ontario. She dominated last year. And 0-2, a ground ball foul up the left side. She went 10 for 14. 5 singles, 4 doubles, 1 homer. She knocked in 9 runs. She was the most outstanding player at the Women's Baseball World Cup. The pitch, Bolte goes down swinging. Abel's 6th strikeout. Second time he's whipped Henry. 2 gone. Bring up Will Simpson. And yes, last year, Alex Hugo, the USA Baseball Sportswoman of the Year. And then this year, hired to be a roving instructor within the Oakland Athletics organization. Will Simpson takes a called strike on the outside corner. As you can understand, she knows hitting. And so working with the players at the cage earlier today. The pitch to Will. Swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes. Will Simpson's 2 for 2. RBI single in the 1st, single in the 3rd. He and Colby Halter have been the offense. CJ Rodriguez is also 2 for 2. But the Lugnuts are down 4-1. Lansing is out hitting Dayton 6-3. With the 2 Dayton runs in the 1st, the 2 more in the 4th. So Alex Hugo in her first year as a roving instructor in the Oakland Athletic System. She's currently coaching down at first base. Her Team USA baseball manager, Veronica Alvarez, is also in the A system. Simpson takes a called strike 3, and he knew it. The breaking ball right in there from Kevin Abel. Abel has struck out 7, and he's through 5 innings. Lugnuts are trailing 4-1 to Dayton.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Away to the sixth inning with Ruben Ibarra leading off, followed by Carlos Jorge and Cade Hunter. And a new man on the mound for the Lugnuts and the right-hander, Jacob Waters. Out of Rocky Gap, Virginia, the West Virginia Mountaineer. His Lugnuts down 4-1 to Dayton. Righty-righty, Waters to Ibarra. On the first offering, is bounced weakly toward third. Difficult play, Escorche firing on the run. He nipped him at first base. He did it again. That is twice today that Jose Escorche has taken away base hits from Ruben Ibarra. And one pitch, one gone for Jacob Waters. Now Carlos Jorge batting from the left side. Third baseman Escorche comes in. The pitch to Jorge. Fastball for a called strike one. Fastball at 97 from Waters. Lighting up the gun. Jorge is 0 for 1 with a walk and a run scored. 4-1 Dayton. Pitch on its way. The curveball waved at weakly and missed. He was helpless. Carlos Jorge is going to need a moment to think. That great Waters power curveball following the 97-mile-an-hour cheddar. Jacob making his fourth appearance of the year. Two starts, now a second relief appearance. He's worked 10 innings. He fires the 0-2. Up and inside at 97. One ball, two strikes. One out, nobody on. Top of the sixth inning. The number six hitter in the Dayton order. Jorge. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Blazed the 96-mile-an-hour fastball by him up at the top of the zone. Eighth strikeout of the year for Jacob. Smile on his face. Well, it's fun. And you've got the kind of stuff that he's got. Shortstop Adelaide is shaded up the middle. Cade Hunter bats left. First pitch, he fouls it back. Couldn't get on top of the fastball. Strike one. Wander Guante went five innings, allowed four runs, two of them earned runs. He struck out two. He gave up three hits. He hit a batter with a pitch, he walked two. Waters fires. Fastball up. One ball, one strike to Hunter, who was the man hit by the pitch by Guante. Jacob Waters on a pitch count of 45 out of the pen. Offers. Broke it around the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. Looking way off in the distance. Out beyond the apartments. Straightaway center, we see a plane taking off from Lansing Airport. Ascending high into the blue sky. A two ball, one strike offering. Bouncer foul back to the screen. He kept that 96-mile-an-hour fastball right at the knees. No chance for Hunter. This matchup right here, this is Virginia Tech against West Virginia. Cade Hunter, a fifth-rounder in 2022. Jacob Waters, a fourth-rounder that same year. The Mountaineer offers, and the Hokie spoils it foul down the left side. They slapped at it. Waters is looking to finish off an impressive initial inning. Ibarra grounded out. Jorge struck out. And now the 2-2. The curveball down. Did he go? On appeal of a check swing, didn't go. Three balls and two strikes. Catcher Rodriguez was ready to leave the playing surface. Last time out for Jacob. What he was doing with that power curve was he was breaking it right into the zone, and there was nothing Lake County could do about it. Waters in that last outing, five innings, one run, three strikeouts. Picked up the win. Lugnuts beat the Caps 5-2. Down 4-1 here. A payoff. A ground ball up the middle. It is right center field, a base hit. A worm burner. Picked up off the ground by Henry Bolte to throw it in. Out a two-out single for Cade Hunter. The Hokie prevails. On the batter's Victor Acosta. Now Victor Acosta today is bunted out, and he's reached base on a fielding error by the starter Guante. So Acosta is now 6-49. Switch hitter batting left. Swings, grounds the first pitch up the middle. Base hit center field. He's 7-50. Bolte gets it in. Up to second base Hunter. Back-to-back singles for Dayton. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Waters away. And 106 off the bat for Acosta. Top prospect in the Reds organization. Cold start, but you can understand the quick hands. So now Yan Contreras, the 23-year-old, number 9 hitter in the order, 0-1 with a sac fly his last time. The pitch locked him up, and a called strike at 97 at the knees. It was looking like a breeze for Jacob. The ground out, the strikeout, but back-to-back singles. Two on, two out. 4-1 Dayton, threatening in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. And a bouncer fell off the left side. You know what we can do right here? Sixth inning slang. Your slang term today is fungo. Although, that might be something I need to do more research into. How in the world the term fungo was invented? But we're enjoying doing some sixth inning baseball slang. Ah, fungo. An 0-2 pitch from Waters to Contreras. Curveball struck him out looking. Two Ks for Jacob and a scoreless sixth inning. Two singles stranded. Let's go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Dayton leading 4-1 in Lansing.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Kevin Abel was highly effective today, and now he is out. The Oregon State Beaver for the Dayton Dragons went five innings. He struck out seven batters, and he allowed just one run, and it came in the first inning. Gave up six base hits, walked one. And the new man on the mound is Joseph Menefee, the lefty. Dayton is leading 4-1. Menefee against Wilbas, Butler, and Angeles. Southpaw offers to the right-handed hitting Brian Wilbas. Check swing right through the five hole of the catcher. Ball one. Joseph Menifee is out of College Station, Texas. Former Texas A&M Aggie. He lets it fly. Line drive, Wilbon's down in left field for a base hit. Contreras on hand, then he juggles. Wilbon streaks for second, makes it in there standing. And that is the way the bottom of the sixth inning opens. Official score rules simply base hit. I do not believe an error is going to go against Jan Contreras in left. So I believe this is going to go down as a straight double for Brian Buelbas. Welcome to the ballgame, Joseph Menifee. Menifee in his prior three appearances. Let's see, 6 1/3 innings, 5 hits, 4 walks, 4 runs. So the ERA 5.68, but 11 strikeouts, averaging nearly 2 strikeouts per inning worked. He's in trouble immediately. Hang on, hang on, hang on. Time granted to Johnny Butler. Here comes the Lansing order. Lefty, lefty. Menifee looks back at Wilbon's, and the pitch on its way. Ball one. Menifee missing low. The 6-foot southpaw Menifee. Johnny Butler is 0 for 2, a strikeout and a ground out. Menifee, long brown hair. Mustache. Offers. Fouled away over the screen left side. Johnny is 0 for 2, as mentioned. He has come into play here today, having reached base in 11 consecutive games. Great eye, great power. Here's the pitch. The breaking ball stayed inside. Tried to front door it. 2-1 on Butler. Lugnuts dugout engaged. Hitters count. Pickoff though into second base. Bounces into center field. Wilbon's thought about it. Stays put at second. Carlos Jorge scooped that baseball up and was ready to fire. As it is, he lobs into second. Tell you what, a good throw. There's a chance there for a play for Dayton, but it was not a good throw. Menifee's 2-1. Outside corner, strike call to Butler. That's a tough call. 2-2. Your baseball lingo today, fungo. And the fun thing about fungo is that there is no specific reason for how the term got created. There are theories. The pitch. Butler lays off the off-speed, smothered at home by Hunter. 3-2. So let me give you some of these theories. One is that it came from the Scottish fung. Let's see. To strike, to throw. Here comes the 3-2 payoff pitch for Butler. Is he going to reach base again for 12th straight? Up high, yes he will. Butler draws the walk from Menifee. And the first two batters are aboard here in the bottom of the sixth inning, down 4-1. Pitching coach Brian Garman is going out to talk to Joseph Menifee. Yeah, so that is one theory for fungo, is because it comes from fung, from Scots, to pitch, to toss, to fling. The thing about fungo is it goes all the way back to the 19th century. It is believed to have been introduced around 1867 at the very least. It is used in the Chadwick Baseball Manual in 1874, which defines it as a style of batting useful only in affording outfielders a chance to practice and taking long, high balls on the fly. It, however, gets the batsman out of good batting form. And that's what happens. The fungo is hit before the game. There's a special fungo bat. One of the coaches goes out there and hits fungo. Hits easy flies or, well, whatever degree of difficulty you would like just to get the outfielders to practice. Use those fungo bats to bat during batting practice. Hit grounders, hit flies. There's your term, fungo. Working with the players before the game defensively. Two on, none out. Aribil Anales takes ball one, floating outside. It is a long, thin bat. It has a very thick head at the very end of the barrel, but it's a very short barrel. Narrow handle. Lefty to righty, Metafita Anales. Fouled off at home plate. The story goes that in 1916, the Northern League's Henry Miller hit a fungo bat, used a fungo bat to hit a ball 438 feet. I'd love to see nowadays the farthest distance that could be clocked with somebody using a fungo bat. Here's the pitch. Anales hits a fly ball to center field, backs up Jorge, but not far. Now he waits, and he makes the catch. Runners stay put. Fires it in off the shortstop Acosta, but just knocked it away from the baseline, not all that far. Anales flies out for out number one. He is hitless in this series after his red-hot Lake County series. It's Cameron Masterman now. Masterman is 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Boy, if he snaps the schneid, great power. On the first pitch, both runners move, and the pitch is down low. Throw down to second base, one hops in, the tag, no! Johnny Butler steals second. The play on him as Brian Buelba swipes third. Double steal pulled off by the Lansing Lugnuts. Butler now 2 for 2 in stealing bases this year. Brian Buelbas is 8 for 8. You can understand why they threw to second, not to third base. One out, second and third, down 4-1, bottom of the sixth. Southpaw Menifee kicks and offers. Swing and a miss by Masterman. Those are the first stolen bases in this game for either team. This is the sixth meeting between Lansing and Dayton, and the Lugnuts have 15 steals against the Dragons. Menifee is 1-1. High to Masterman. If you heard the pregame interview, you heard that Cam Masterman is working on his master's degree. He told me that he would love to work in a baseball team's front office. He has a hitter's count. And here it comes. And it's buried by Menifee. Ball three. Blocked well by Hunter. A walk here would load up the bases for C.J. Rodriguez, who is 2 for 2 today. The Lugnuts have had runners all over the place, but they've only scored the one first inning run. Three balls and a strike. Butler at second. Broadbus at third. The pitch. That hooks in for a called strike two. Swinging strikeout for Masterman in the second. Swinging strikeout in the fourth inning goes against the starter, Abel. Now against the reliever, Menifee, who is a strikeout artist himself. 3-2 pitch. Off-speed bounced in for ball four. Now a fine shot by Cade Hunter, who blocked that ball off his chest protector and kept it right there at home plate. Otherwise, that's going to bring in Buelbas from third base. But the walk by Menifee loads up the bags for C.J. Rodriguez. Tying runs are on. Lugnuts down 4-1, bottom of the sixth inning, one out. Right-handed batter against the lefty from A&M. Fires to the bandy Commodore. Swing and a miss. In the second inning, C.J. singled to left. In the fourth inning, he singled to left. And now here in the sixth inning, the number eight hitter in the order. His batting average skyrocketing. Manaphy delivers. Ground ball down to third base, takes a high hop for Collier, fires the second, difficult throw, and safe the call. Stewart was ruled off the bag. Robas scores from third, Butler to third, Masterman safely into second, and Rodriguez on at first. Dayton 4, Lansing 2. The base umpire McKenna right on that play, and Dayton does not argue. A poor throw by Cam Collier. And now the batter, Jose Escorche, tying runs in scoring position. First pitch, fouled straight back. At the very least, if you're a Dayton Dragon supporter, you want the second out of the inning. At the very most, you want the inning to be over. RBI given on the fielder's choice to C.J. Rodriguez. The pitch, high and outside. One ball, one strike for Escorche. By the way, no errors gone up there on the scoreboard. So I stand corrected. Simply a fielder's choice rules the official score. What a chance here for the Lugnuts. Top of the order on deck. Pitch on its way. Ground ball foul left side. Escorche is 1-for-2 with a single. Rodriguez at first, Masterman at second, Butler at third. Menifee sets, throws. Outside. Two balls and one strike. This is where Dayton has gone wrong. The Dragons' lack of command has really hurt them against the Lugnuts. Lansing came into play today, beating the Midwest League and drawing walks. Hitters count 2-1 from Menifee. Line drive left field. That ball is down for a base hit in front of Contreras. Two runs score. The throw in too late. Cam Masterman, a great read at second base. Johnny Butler and Masterman right on his heels. Rodriguez stops at second on the Escorche single. And we're tied at 4-4 in the bottom of the sixth. Three runs in against Joseph Menifee. And a slow walk to the mound by manager Vince Harrison Jr. Lefty Graham Osman is warming up in the Dayton pen. Menifee hands away the baseball, looks down to the bullpen, and walks off the hill. That is the Dayton Dragons' first blown save of the year. They had been 6-for-6. And it feels weird to say that when it's the bottom of the sixth inning. But it is considered a save opportunity for the bullpen, right? 4-1 lead for the starting pitcher, Kevin Abel. Willing and able. Joseph Menifee facing six Lansing batters. It went double, walk, fly out, walk, fielder's choice. Two-run single, Jose Escorche. The new man on the hill is Graham Osman. Osman in three relief appearances, 2 1/3 innings. 4 walks, 3 hits, and 4 runs. ERA, small sample size, an unsightly 15.43. When it's 2 1/3 innings, feels strange to even give an ERA, so you know what? Don't you worry about that. The side-winding southpaw out of Long Beach State. At a 10th round selection of the Cincinnati Reds a year ago. Good luck, Graham Osman. Osman last year in his professional debut, one appearance in the Complex League, and then 5 appearances for the Daytona Tortugas. Added 2/3 innings, 1 run, 13 strikeouts. He allowed 3 hits and 30 at-bats. He gets to the top of the order. Lefty-lefty, tough matchup for Graham Osman and Colby Halter. Let's see how Halter does staying in there. First pitch whacked foul, left side, strike one. Figure a lefty who can come from down on the side and be really tough on a left-handed hitter like Halter. Lansing only with 2 left-handed hitters in the order. Halter and Johnny Butler. Butler batting earlier in this inning. Halter the 7th batter of the frame. Tie game 4-4, the pitch breaks down and away. Now Osman started up his college time at Arizona State. And from Arizona State, 3 years with the Sun Devils, 1 year with the Long Beach State Dirtbags. He was a starter. He fires the break even. Yanked it outside. 2023, a year ago, pitching for Long Beach State, 15 starts, 89 strikeouts and 78 in the 3rd innings. He also hit 13 batters. Hit 2 batters last year with Daytona in 8 2/3 innings. A 2-1 to Halter on its way. And the breaking ball slices in for a called strike 2. Halter is 1-for-2 with a double, a walk, and a run scored. C.J. Rodriguez is at 2nd. He had the RBI fielder's choice. Jose Escorcia at 1st, a 2-run game-tying single. The pitch. Halter bounces it left side foul over the Jacksonfield logo to manager Conklin. A 2-ball, 2-strike pitch to Halter. That too is fouled away. About Graham Osman, when he was coming out of high school, he was considered the top left-handed pitcher in the state of Colorado. Number 54 left-handed pitching prospect in the nation. If there are 2 no-hitters in high school. He also batted 413. He fires, and that's behind the back of Halter to the backstop. The runners move up. Tried another breaking ball and broke the wrong way. Rodriguez to 3rd, Escorcia to 2nd. Dayton's bullpen, my goodness. Infield forced to come in. 4-4, last of the 6th. 3 runs in, only 1 out. 3-2 pitch. Fly ball pounded left center field and hit well. That baseball is off the glove of the left fielder Contreras and down. Rodriguez scores. Escorcia streaks for the plate and slides across. Halter lands it 2nd. 6-4 Lugnuts. Boy, Yan Contreras, the left fielder, got out there. He stuck his glove up and he dropped the baseball. Error on the left fielder. 4th error of the year on Contreras in just his 8th game. Halter's at 2nd. Still only 1 man out. The batter's Henry Bolte. Lefty deals to righty. Pitch on its way. Down and outside for ball 1. Things are coming apart at the seams for Dayton. The pitch. Balti takes a called strike. 89 miles an hour at the knees. I see 2 errors up there on the scoreboard for the Dayton Dragons, by the way. I see only 1 error on my game day. The deal. Balti bounces foul over to the Dayton dugout left side. 5-run bottom half of the sixth inning for the Lugnuts. And it was the bottom part of the order. There's the number two hitter, Bolte. Simpson is not batted. He's on deck. A 1-2 pitch to Henry. Bolte got him looking. Bolte strikes out for a third time. Two outs. Osmond against Will Simpson in another prime RBI opportunity. Will is 2-for-3 with an RBI single back in the first. That was the first run until this inning. And Simpson grounds the first pitch up the middle, a base hit to center. Here comes Halter around to score because Simpson cashes in again. Will Simpson has his third base hit, his second RBI single, and the lead is now 7-4. It's a 6-run bottom of the sixth. He wasted no time. Five separate run-scoring base hits for Simpson and the two games that he has played in the series. He has back-to-back three-hit games. Brian Wilbas takes ball one down and in. Simpson has now knocked in 18 runs this year. He's coming for you, Cam Collier. He's coming. One ball, no strikes. Lefty to righty, Osmond's pitch. Robas swings and misses. One ball, one strike. And Will just makes it look so easy, doesn't he? If MILB TV was working, you would say, yeah. Hopefully we can get that up and working. The pitch breaks around the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. Hitter's count for Buelbas. The slugger waits. Here it is. And he lands a base hit to right field. Simpson to second. The throw in by Allen the second. 2-2. Brian Buelbas has his second hit of the inning. Started it with a double. Now he has the single. Brian Buelbas becomes the first Lugnut since C.J. Rodriguez last year on July the 19th to have two hits in the same inning. And the batter's Johnny Butler. Lefty, lefty, two on, two out, 7-4 nuts. The deal? Swing and a miss. Front door breaking ball locked him up. Johnny walked earlier in this inning. And he stole second, and he scored. And 0-1. Missed inside. Eleventh batter of the frame. Simpson at second, Robas at first. Graham Osman readies. Fires. Punched foul off the hand's left side. One ball and two strikes on Johnny Butler. Osmond with the sign, a check on Simpson. And then the pitch. That's fouled back into the screen. Wellboss walks away from first base, Simpson from second. Here's the pitch. And a fastball called strike three. That ends the seventh inning. But what an inning it was. For the Lugnuts, four hits, including a two-run single by Escorche and an RBI single by Simpson. Two runners left on, one massive error in left field for Yan Contreras. The Lugnuts also drew a couple of walks, and they now have the lead. Nuts 7, Dragons 4, go into the seventh from Jackson Field.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the top of the seventh inning now from Jackson Field. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with you. See what Adam Jackson's missing. 7-4, Lugnuts lead. First pitch of the top of the seventh, a ball up and inside. Jacob Waters on the hill. Waters against Jay Allen the second, followed by O'Donnell and Stewart. 1-2-3 in the Dragons lineup. What a turn of events, huh? Waters fires. Fouled up and away off the right side. One ball, one strike on Jay Allen II, who is 0-3. He has grounded out twice to short. He is popped out to shortstop. Dayton brought a 4-1 lead to the bottom of the sixth inning, and then Lansing scored six. Waters delivers. The curveball drops down. Two balls and one strike on Jay Allen II, who wears number two. And I'm glad that he does. Meaningful. He is the second, but he bats first on the pitch. He swings and misses, and there's the second strike. Time granted to the batter. For Jacob Waters' second inning of work, a native Virginian struck out a pair in a scoreless sixth inning. He's now the man of record. He would get the win if Lansing continues on and finalizes a victory. A two-ball, two-strike pitch, and a ground ball hit to shortstop. Again on the lace involved. Fires to first, Simpson receives, and for a fourth time in the game, Avery Bielanilis has put out Jay Allen II. Three ground outs, one pop out. You don't need anybody else on the field, just Avery Biel and Will Simpson at first. And here's Ethan O'Donnell. O'Donnell batting left. He singled, popped out, grounded out. The pitch, down and in, and all the way to the backstop. Four runs, five hits, two errors for Dayton. Seven runs, 10 hits, one error committed by the Lugnuts. Three-hit game for Will Simpson for a second straight day. The first baseman's been something. The pitch stays high from Waters. Now the count is two balls and no strikes. Just to check in with Will Simpson's batting average, it's now 385. A 2-0. A ground ball bounced down to Will. Waits back on a truer hop. Rushes to the bag and gets there before O'Donnell. First baseman unassisted. Just leave it to Will. He's doing everything right now. Offensively, defensively, two away. And bring up Sal Stewart. Two outs, nobody on. Jacob Waters back to work. getting his grounders. Fires. Bouncing ball hit to second. Colby Halter grabs those to first. That'll do it. 6-3. Three unassisted. 4-3. Easy as 1-2-3. We hit the stretch. 7-4, Lansing. The vast majority of the crowd is all down the right field line. And so they are playing to the crowd on this NFL draft night. The Lions song was just played as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Hi there. Lugnut 7, Dayton Dragons 4. Aribe Alanales batted. Last inning, he flies to center. He bats here in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch, Graham Osmond misses down and in, ball one. I bring that up that Anales batted last inning because everybody batted last inning, but Brian Buelbas and Johnny Butler batted twice. Lefty deals to righty. Anales hits a high fly out to right center. It's carrying on Jay Allen the second, but he's out there, and he makes the catch into the alleyway. One gone. This is when we answer our Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game. And your trivia question today was, who was the very first round pick to play for the Lansing Lugnuts? Graham Osmond starts things off, a called strike to Cameron Masterman. 0-2, two strikeouts and a walk drawn. So let's go all the way back to the very start. The first Lugnut season was in 1996. The pitch, up and away. Now, no Lugnuts first rounders in 1996, but you come back the very next year, and then we've got some first rounders to talk about. The deal hits the outside corner. Out of called strike to Masterman, 2-1. And I see some correct answers sent in. Leanne Cook riding in, Matt Smith. Swing and a miss by Masterman. He has gone on strikes. Two outs now in the bottom of the seventh inning. Pitcher Matt Smith, who was drafted 16th overall in 1994 by the Kansas City Royals, and he played with the Lugnuts in 1997 and 1998. And Juan LeBron, 19th overall pick in 1995, was also with the Lugnuts in 97 and 98. I would have accepted either of those answers. Ball went outside to C.J. Rodriguez. 2-3, two singles, an RBI fielder's choice and a run scored for the number 8 hitter. Two outs, nobody on for Osman, dealing. Backdoor breaking ball missed outside. Matt Smith, Juan LeBron. And LeBron. 2-0. Strike called, outer edge at the letters. Then Dan Reichert. Paul Hammerly was wondering, how about Dan? Seventh overall pick in 97. The pitch. Strike two called outside corner. Yes, Dan Reichert did play for the Lugnuts in 1998. On that same 98 team is Smith and LeBron. A 2-2. Off the outside corner. Last year was special because the Lugnuts last year had four different first rounders. Max Muncy, Gunnar Hoglund, Daniel Susak, and Jacob Wilson. Rodriguez takes ball four outside, and he is on with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. So last year was the first year in Lugnuts history that there were four first-rounders on the roster in the same season. 1998 was the first year that there were three first-rounders. 1997, there were two. 1996, zero. Here's your Lugnuts trivia question of the game. Jose Escorche takes a fastball up and inside. NFL draft officially underway from Detroit. Chicago Bears are on the clock. Lugnuts are leading 7-4, 6 minutes past the 8 o'clock hour, a ball outside to Jose Escorche. And if you're wondering, I'm wearing my Washington Commanders shirt to call today's game. Lefty to righty, Osmond to the plate. Strike called. Count is 2-1. So fun for us when the Major League Baseball draft comes. We start looking at all the different names and the guys that we'll see in the Midwest League. Reds players with the Dragons, A's players with the Lugnuts, and onward. Hitters pitch on 2-1. Escorche takes ball three outside. Jose Escorche is 2-for-3 with a two-run single and a run scored and the six-run bottom of the sixth inning. And now batting in the bottom of the seventh with Rodriguez at first, two outs. 7-4 Lansing, the pitch sails high and away, and that's a five-pitch walk. Back-to-back walks by Osman. The 8-9 hitters are on. Two outs for Colby Halter. And there's nobody warming up for Dayton in the bullpen. So, Graham Osman, this is your show, man. Osman against Halter, lefty to lefty. Tried a front door breaking ball and found the corner, called strike. Right off that edge, not the pitch that his catcher Hunter wanted. Not the pitch that Hunter called. Kate Hunter right out to the mound to say, all right, let's get on the same page here. This is important. The pitch that I call for is the pitch that you need to throw. Lugnuts have drawn five more walks in today's game. They have 93 walks drawn this year. This is game number 18. They've been averaging six walks per game. That has been remarkable. Rodriguez at second, Escorche at first, two outs. The pitch, Halter takes a ball down and in. One ball, one strike. Halter walked earlier. He has 17 walks. He has tied Will Simpson for the most walks of anybody in the league. Simpson has not walked. He's 3-for-4 with three singles and two RBIs. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. Kobe's doing his job as a leadoff hitter, right? Came into play today. The on-base percentage at .395. A double, a walk, a fly out to center. Reached bases last time on a two-base fielding error by the left fielder Contreras. Pitch on its way. Line drive center field for Carlos Jorge to make the catch and end the seventh inning. So two walks, two stranded, no hits, no runs. 7-4 lead for the Lansing Lugnuts as we go into the eighth inning from Lansing, Michigan.
Family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class?
I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Let's have another helping of Jacob Waters as we go to the eighth inning. Two scoreless frames so far for Waters. Worked around a couple of two-out singles in the sixth inning. And then in the seventh came back on three consecutive groundouts. And now here in the eighth, a 7-4 lead at his back. Waters will take on 4-5-6, Collier, Ibarra, Jorge. First up, the left-handed slugging, Kim Collier. The pitch, outside with a fastball, and ball one. I'd like to say hello to Jerry Shriver from Somerville, South Carolina, for tuning in. I really appreciate Jerry. Anytime that anything is wrong with the broadcast, I know that I'm going to hear from him. Ground ball, second base. Nifty backhand short hop pick by Halter and the throw to first for out number one. We have technical difficulties right now with MILB TV, and Terry Alpert has been working hard to try to get everything solved on the TV side. And on the radio side, whatever we can do to make sure that things are better, better audio, smoother. We want to make sure that you can hear everything that's going on from Jackson Field. Here's Ruben Ibarra. Strike called outside corner. The Waters fastball. So here's to the Waters family. Everybody else keeping me company. Jacob Waters firing 96. One out, bases clear, 7-4 nuts. Ibarra swings, heat chops on the left side. Third baseman Escorche intercepts, throwing to first. Out number two for a third straight time. Ruben Ibarra is grounded out to third baseman Escorche. That sinker ball is doing its magic. That is five straight groundouts against Waters. Lovely stuff. Pitch count restriction is at 45. That's the expectation. He's at 29 pitches. And he's just sailing right along. There comes Carlos Jorge. Let's see if Jorge swings early and gets Jacob through three scoreless innings at around 30 pitches. So that's nobody on, left-handed batter. And the deal. And he does swing, and he grounds to second. And Colby Halter throws to first, side retired. 30 pitches for Waters, three scoreless, six consecutive groundouts, two straight perfect innings. This is marvelous. We're going to the bottom of the eighth, 7-4 Lugnuts.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Instead of Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler coming your way from the bottom of the eighth inning in Lansing, Michigan. Luis May is the new man on the mound. The Dayton Dragons going right back to the bullpen for the bottom half of the eighth. And a last chance for the Lugnuts to add to this 7-4 lead. Oh, by the way, we are 2 hours and 11 minutes in. May fires, and the first offering stroke toward short. One out to the backhand of Acosta, firing to first. Henry Bolte beats it out. So fast up the line. 98 mile an hour fastball, 98 off the bat. Infield single, Henry Bolte. Bolte singled against May the last time that the two of them faced off. Here's Will Simpson. Righty, righty. And the pitch. Down and away, and a nifty backhand by the catcher, Hunter. The line complete for the lefty, Graham Osmond. 1 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 1 unearned run, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. A ball one delivery from May. Instead of throw over to first, Bolte barely back in. That was after Joseph Menifee went 1/3 of an inning. Allowed 2 hits, walked 2, and gave up 5 runs. 2 of them were earned. The pitch swung on and fell back by Simpson as he takes a seat. Lost his footing. Smile with the catcher, Hunter. Ball to strike the count for Will. RBI single in the first, single in the third. Struck out looking in the fifth, RBI single in the sixth. Nobody out, runner at first, 7-4 nuts. May to Simpson, righty to righty. There it is, Bolte runs. Pitch drilled into the netting on the right side. 100 miles an hour on that fastball. There is an argument to be made that Luis May is the hardest thrower in the Midwest League. The 1-2, reaches out and lifts it foul off the right side. May throws 100 at you, comes back with the off speed. Simpson had a devil of a time making contact. Hitting .385 on base percentage, .529. Again, the pickoff throw over, Bolte back in. Henry Bolte has his eye toward insurance. His first time on the bases in this game. Henry is 6-for-6 in steals. He's looking to go 7-for-7. May sets. Nobody out. 1-2. Bolte runs. Breaking ball high. Throw down to second base. One hops in. The tag. Not in time. Bolte the steal. 7-for-7. Head first. Ahead of the tag by Sal Stewart, the second baseman. And 2 balls. And 2 strikes for Simpson. And Will has another chance. Of all he has to do is have another single, and he'll score another teammate. Just skim a grounder right through the infield. Another guy will come in. His RBI total right now is at 18. There's Cam Collier sitting at 19 atop the league leaderboard. Knocked in 3 runs yesterday. He's knocked in 2 so far today. May's 2-2. Up high, fastball at 99. I mean, yesterday, RBI double, RBI single, RBI single. Today, RBI single, RBI single. He had another single just for the heck of it. What a pleasure. 3 balls and 2 strikes. May looks back to Bolte. Fires. Simpson takes ball four. May miss low. And Will Simpson retakes his Midwest League lead for walks from Colby Halter. And reaches base for a fourth time in five plate appearances. So the OBP goes up. Baldy at second, Simpson at first, nobody out. Brian Guelbas against May. The pitch. Line drive foul up the right side, skipping off the bullpen and up into the crowd. Seven to four, Lansing in the eighth. May offers, both runners move, pitch called to strike, go down to third is high, and Bolte has the base swiped. He's now 8 for 8, and Will Simpson steals his second bag of the year going into second. Second double steal of the ball game for Lansing. No balls and two strikes the count on Brian Guelbas. Infield in. Here's the pitch from May. Breaking ball called strike three. One away in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Johnny Butler, second and third, one away. Infield in, 7-4 nuts in the eighth. The pitch, ball one high, 100 from May. Johnny Butler is 0-for-3, two strikeouts, a ground out to second, a walk, a steal, a run scored in the pivotal 6-run bottom of the sixth inning. That right now is the story of the game. Lansing was down 4-1 going to the bottom of the sixth, and they emerged with the lead. May comes set. Let's it fly. Missed inside. And two balls and no strikes. Now yesterday, the Lugnuts led 6-4. They led 6-4 going to the bottom of the eighth. And they scored 5 runs in the bottom of the eighth and won the ballgame 11-4. Looking for some more comfort in this bottom of the eighth inning tonight. A ball to delivery. Butler grounds right side and through. Base hit skipping into right field. Bolte scores. Here comes Simpson for home. The throw by Allen is late. Will scores standing. A 2-run single by Johnny Butler. And the lead is now 9-4. His 8th and 9th RBIs of the year. And things are now more comfortable. Runner at first, one gone for Aribiel Angeles. The pitch from May, over his head. And ball one. In the Lansing bullpen, the righty Yason Sanchez is warming. So Jacob Waters might be done after 3 strong, scoreless innings. 1-0 from May. Tried a front door breaking ball and left it in. At 2 balls and 0 strikes. It's a 12-hit game for Lansing today. Also 5 walks. 6 walks as Anales takes a called strike. 1 walk by the starter, Kevin Abel, who looked great. 7 Ks, 1 run, 5 innings. And then the bullpen, and things have gotten away from Dayton. Menifee, Osman, May. 2-1 hitters count. Made on Hales. Ground ball knocked down by May. Throws to second, one. Stewart over to first. It's in time. Double play. 1-4-3. Inning over. Lansing tacks on two more. Two base hits and a walk, nobody left on. Johnny Butler's two-run single adds insurance. And we are going to the ninth inning. Lansing 9, Dayton 4.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jacob Waters is not done yet. The right-hander back to the mound. Top of the ninth inning. Lugnuts 9, Dayton Dragons 4. So the Lugnuts the last 2 days have outscored Dayton 20-8 after losing the opening game of the series 6-3. Here comes Cade Hunter, followed by Acosta and Contreras. 7-8-9 batters in the order. Jacob Waters has been speeding through the last two innings. First inning, recorded the first two outs, then two singles, then struck out Contreras. Last six batters, the first six hitters in the order, six straight groundouts. Waters fires, and the first offering hammered out to right by Hunter. Robas goes back, he's at the wall, and Brian makes the catch to his right. Cade Hunter just missed it. One gone. And it's another quick out for Waters. 31 pitches. 3 1/3 innings. Victor Acosta steps in. Righty deals. Left-handed batter. Takes a called strike. A switch hitter. Batting lefty. And Acosta's 1-for-3 with a single to center. Waters brings it down and away. Yeison Sanchez is ready in the pen. The break even. A chopper pulled on the right side, attacked by Colby Halter, throwing the first for the out. Ground out to second means that 7 of the last 8 batters have grounded out against Waters. And Lansing is one out away from a 9-4 victory. Here's Yan Contreras, with a big dropped fly in left field that brought in 2 Lugnuts runs in the 6-run bottom of the 7th inning. The pitch, down low, and ball 1. Number 9 hitter in the order, 0-for-2, 2 strikeouts and a sac fly. The deal, swing and a miss. 1 ball, 1 strike. Because Jacob has been so efficient with his pitch counts, he has the ability to finish this one here. His 38th pitch, strike 2 called. Curved him. and the Lugnuts are one strike away from the win. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the ninth, 9-4 Lansing. Pitch on its way. Off the outside corner at 99 miles per hour. Jacob Waters out here throwing 99. How about a two-ball, two-strike pitch? Inside at 97. And ball three. I wonder now if this is the time when Jacob just drops in the curve. 3 2/3 scoreless innings, two strikeouts. He deals. It's the curve, but he bounced it in. And Contreras takes the walk. Does Waters stay in to take on Jay Allen the second? He does not. Here comes Craig Conklin. Boy, he pitches for Jacob. He hit the limit. And here comes the pitching change. You know what, though? 5 innings, 1 run his last time out. 3 2/3 innings in relief with the limited pitch count this time. 2 singles in the 6th inning stranded. A walk here in the 9th. This is good stuff by Jacob. Especially seeing the sinker work its magic. Third baseman Escoche puts his arms around, his right arm around the shortstop on the list. And the two of them take a stroll together on the left side as Yeison Sanchez warms up. That allows me a chance to look around the rest of the Midwest League. They're in the top of the 8th inning from West Michigan, where the Whitecaps are getting shut out by Lake County 3-0. Great Lakes is blanking Fort Wayne 4-0. Top of the 6th inning from Parkview Field in the Summit City of Fort Wayne. In the middle of the 4th inning from Peoria, Chiefs trail Wisconsin 3-1. Beloit and Cedar Rapids are playing a doubleheader today. Game 1, top of the 6th inning. Colonels lead the Sky Carp 4-1. And they're in the middle of the 6th inning from the Bend. The South Bend Cubs 6, the Quad Cities River Bandits 0. South Bend is 4-13. And Quad Cities is 13-4. We're ready to roll. Third pitcher of the game for Lansing, Yason Sanchez. 26 outs have been recorded. Simpson plays behind the runner Contreras at first. 9-4, the Lugnuts lead the Dayton Dragons. Here's Jay Allen the second. Runner moves, first pitch high. Defensive indifference, Contreras down to second base. Yason, number 30. He's a guy looking to put a past poor outing behind him. He delivers. High pop, left side of the infield. Third baseman Escoche over. Anales two. Anales the catch. This ball game is over. In 2 hours and 28 minutes, unofficially, the Lugnuts defeat the Dayton Dragons 9-4. I'll be back with the Lugnuts postgame show after this from Jackson Field.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Welcome into Lansing Lugnuts postgame. Lugnuts prevail 9-4 tonight over the Dayton Dragons. Lansing has won two straight, and the Lugnuts are back at 500, now at 9-9, while the Dayton Dragons fall to 7-11. Dragons won the first game of the series. Lugnuts have won the last two, and they've scored 20 combined runs in the process. 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Dayton Dragons in defeat. They strand 6, 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Lugnuts 9 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, and the Lugnuts stranded 9 while going 4-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Will Simpson, 3 hits for a second consecutive day, knocked in 2, also drew a walk. He's hitting .385. Kobe Alter scored 2 of the runs. In fact, everybody scored at least 1 run except for A. Rebiel Anales. And A. Rebiel and Cam Masterman were the only Lugnuts not to hit safely in the game. The bottom part of the order, C.J. Rodriguez had 2 hits and a walk. Jose Escorche, 2 hits and a walk. Escorche knocked in 2. Johnny Butler knocked in 2 as well. This game, though, the story was told in the bottom of the 6th inning. The Lugnuts trailed 4-1 coming in. But a new reliever took over, Joseph Menefee, for the starter Kevin Abel. Brian Guelbas immediately doubled the left field against him. Johnny Butler walked. The two of them pulled off a double steal. And after A. Rebiel Anales flied out, Cam Masterman walked. C.J. Rodriguez then hit a ground ball down to third base, where Cam Collier fielded. There looked to be the potential for a double play around the horn, which would have ended the inning. But Collier's throw to second was poor, and that allowed Brian Guelbas to score. Date did not record an out. Jose Escorche then followed with a 2-run single to left, and the game was tied at 4-4. Colby Halter to fly ball to left field as the next batter. It was dropped by Yan Contreras, and that brought in 2 more runs, 6-4 Lansing. 2 batters later, the icing on top from Will Simpson, an RBI single to play at Halter, 7-4. Johnny Butler followed 2 innings later with a 2-run single to apply the crowning touch to the 9-4 win. And on the pitching side for Lansing, 5 innings of work for Wander Guante, only 3 hits, 2 runs unearned, 2 runs earned. Jacob Waters then tossed 3 2/3 in shutout innings, and Yeison Sanchez the final out to wrap things up in front of a crowd of 4,066 here, and the energy was strong from Jackson Field. Tomorrow, Arbor Day, we will be planting a tree in the pregame show in a special tree planting ceremony presented by Van Atta's and a postgame native white pine seedling giveaway to 750 fans. It's going to be awesome. Tomorrow, Rhett Lowder gets the ball for the Dragons against the Lugnuts right-hander Blaise Pontes. Pontes will be followed up on the hill by Eduardo Rivera, the big lefty. 6.05 p.m. the first pitch. At 5 o'clock p.m. the gates will open. So that's looking ahead to tomorrow. Get your tickets at nilb.com/Lansing. As far as today goes, big thanks to my pregame guest, Cam Masterman. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I thank you for tuning in and keeping me company. Adam Jackson will rejoin me tomorrow. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Once more, your final score. The Lugnuts 9, the Dragons 4. Good night and go nuts from Michigan State Capitol.